Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
USA,
USA, USA,
you all the way, or at least into the next round.
That was kind of a lame ending there.
Kind of just faded away.
I could tell you guys are jacked up about the World Cup.
I mean, I just
that was awful, guys.
I just started thinking about Eddie Jackson before at the very end, and I just lost my momentum. Good luck, Eddie.
What's the name of this show? Who's it sponsored by?
This is the CHCO.
Right up there.
Bears. Soccer show. Right there. Bears. Football. American football podcast. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code CHGO. I've already been on DraftKings this morning. I put down a little same-game parlay that we're always telling you about, and there is a, I can tell you, having used my own DraftKings app this morning, there is a extra boost out there available for you on if you bet the U.S. Iran. I was going to say Iranian.
Iran.
I know. I was going to call him Iranian.
Didn't Tyler Adams just go through this with the media yesterday?
Are you speaking with pretzel in your mouth?
I'm eating an apple. I'm sorry.
Honeycrisp, right?
What kind of level of integrity is that to people like Jaden, who's in there? Good morning, Jaden. Sup, fellas? Sup, back to you. And you're speaking with
an apple? It's a loaf. It's definitely a loaf.
That's a huge loaf.
I know. On a podcast, on audio. That's not good.
That reminded me of a classic 87-7 the game moment. Where
great radio station. How long did that last? When we were there?
About
9 months.
10 months?
9 months.
Oh, 10 months?
Okay. I did good. The last show. Did you come on the last show?
I did. It was very depressing.
It was so depressing.
Oh. But we did a Tuesday show with Tim Jennings.
That was a good show.
And they had a setup, like an ISDN line, at his condo. And we started the show and we're talking to him and they could just tell he was eating. Like, while we were talking, because we couldn't see him.
Now going on camera to show that he's eating. That's a major loaf.
Now he's just
Where's Kevin Kadick? I hope he's watching this.
Yeah. So I...
Nick's in here today. You're doing that with elite talent in studio.
Two questions in, I finally just asked Tim. I said, what are you eating? And he goes, oh, I got some Chipotle. All right.
Yeah, see...
Good for him.
I'm not good with that. By the way, Javier, thanks for mentioning it. Happy birthday to Greg Braggs.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Can't go any further on the show without wishing Braggs a happy birthday, can we?
Yeah, we could have. I was going to go the whole show. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait, ready? Here we go. Here's for Braggs.
We love you, Braggs.
I just want to let you know, Greg Braggs, that for your birthday, I got you.
Nothing?
An NFL Blitz game here in studio. And by I mean our GM, Jake Flanagan, got it. And for you, I mean it's actually for everybody. But happy birthday, buddy.
So generous.
I've never seen a general manager of Jake's level. Guy will literally do anything to make us successful. Guy brings in the Blitz video game in 100 different pieces and puts the thing together. No one has ever put the Blitz together. And he did it all in one day.
Slightly missed social media opportunity yesterday. We probably should have taken a photo of that out of the ping pong table and said, what is he building?
Yeah.
Could have been a fun game.
I wouldn't have guessed that, you know, was like that the day before because it looks perfect right there. And then, Adam, you had the audacity to beat Jake this morning. Come on.
So this is probably my last show here on CHGO because I'm probably fired when it's over for beating the GM.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the competitions that happened in here earlier today because it just didn't go anyone's way that I want to talk about. As in, I was up 18-12 on Nick and lost 9 straight points to lose to Nick in ping pong in the most disgusting, choke, pathetic, disturbing fashion. And
pretty good overture.
Great. That is true. It's a good overture. Which can we get on track and shout out seriously? I know that you didn't. Where did you have Eddie Jackson graded this year? Because I kept on wanting to say he was the greatest, and you didn't let me go there.
You're wondering what Eddie Jackson's grade is this season.
I just want to say that Eddie Jackson had a very solid season. I'm bummed that it ended the way it did, but I thought he took a huge step forward as coming back to the team, being a leader on and off the field. And I kind of, to be honest, fell in love with Eddie this year because I, you know, first time going out to the locker room in a long time. Eddie's a great guy, like super likable, and also I thought he had a very good impact on the football team that I think is going to be the best, worst Bears team of all time.
Okay. Let me answer your first question.
Yes, thank
before
you.
Before you go to that topic, which I read that this morning on Slack and was like, what in the hell is he talking about? So I can't wait to hear what you're talking about. Eddie Jackson was a kind of a mid-tier starter, middle-level starter this year.
Right.
So I think it's why it's an interesting conversation. So if you missed the news, Eddie Jackson reported by NFL Network today, it's a Liz Frank injury to his foot, so not an Achilles. It's probably something that if who is Liz Frank?
I actually have an answer for that. Oh. I have an. So you think that's funny, but Liz Frank.
Here we go.
I'm just reacting to the graphic that got put on the screen.
Do you know who Liz Frank is? Whoever.
Well,
made
for
that
the audio listeners that have listened to me eat an apple, I spelled it L-I-Z space F-R-A-N-K as in a person. But of course, we are now going to talk about the injury, L-I-S-F-R-A-N-C.
Well, no, but Liz Frank was an actual. I've done so much research on Eddie's injury because I care about Eddie, and I care about this show, and I care about everything in life that's important and or not important. But Liz Frank was a doctor in the late 1700s. 1790 to 1840. He was French. He fought. Come on, Hogue.
I'm listening.
Frank. He did amputations on soldiers' feet.
Wait, the man's name was Liz?
That's right. That's correct. He was an actual person. He was a surgeon in Napoleon's army back in France from 1790. See? From 1790 to 1847. The dude did amputations. Liz Frank. And yesterday we had confusion. Was it Liz Frank or was it Liz Frank? It is Liz Frank.
Well, hold on. If
you should be impressed that I went to that level.
If he's a doctor in Napoleon's army, it's definitely Liz Frank.
I'm telling you, it's Liz Frank.
Oh, yeah? You listened to him say his name?
I was there with Liz Frank, Liz Frank.
Are you done?
I didn't make that graphic. I didn't tell anybody to do it, but just in case it came up, I figured that we should have the research on who the hell Liz Frank is, and so I went ahead and did that for this show.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you. Yes. You're welcome.
Good information. So that's the injury that Eddie Jackson has. 1700 doctor injury.
Amputee.
Would you like to know how the Liz Frank injury, what it is and how it gets diagnosed and,
no.
and all that?
No, I would not. I'm good.
I was interested.
Nick was interested.
Here's the thing about Eddie Jackson's season.
Yeah.
I agree with you. He did improve. He's a full point higher than he was last year in my grading system. However, the last six games have not been as good as the first six games. So, and regardless, like, I still, it shakes out to Eddie Jackson's probably still not playing to the level of the record-setting contract he got when he was paid to be the highest safety in football. He's no longer that, but was when he got the contract. But I think he's playing well enough and has fit in this defense and grown enough in this defense that he's still here next year. There's 2 years left on his deal. He's still, I think it's like $13 million next year, $14 million a year after that. But the thing is, if the Bears were in another situation where they had to cut payroll or get cap space, he's probably a cap casualty or in that conversation to be a cap casualty. Given all the space they have, they don't need to do that this year. What I would have thought was interesting, and depending on how bad this injury actually is going into the offseason, I could see him potentially being a trade candidate.
That's interesting.
I think, I mean, maybe that is the case, but you're just creating another hole on a defense that has so many already. He works well with Jaquan Brisker. Like, we've seen that this season, yeah, how they complement each other. You allow A. Jackson to be more of that free-roaming safety, but if that, let's say that is the route, it's just another guy you got to plug in there for a Bears defense that is just missing so much at this point. Yeah.
By the way, that's the voice of Nicholas Mariano for anybody on the audio podcast. I don't know if we introduced the show fully like that. Lawrence, you like that?
Yeah, that's about 10 minutes and 40 seconds late, but okay.
Okay, I apologize.
No, it's
I guess that's on me.
I mean,
That's a loaf by me.
Slight loaf by Hogue, but
Nick's, I don't know. I've eaten apples on the pot. It's a rough. It's you know,
laid back too.
It's probably right, overkill.
Yeah. Let's start the podcast over.
Here we go. Here we go.
USA.
2-1.
What's up?
Welcome into the CHGO Bears podcast presented by DraftKings. Use code CHGO when you sign up. I'm Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen, Nicholas Moriano in studio today on a Tuesday. Our producer is Lawrence Benedetto.
Hi.
We're going to have a tribute to Liz Frank coming up.
Lawrence's belly is full. He has eaten.
I had a nice apple. It's delicious.
And is everybody happy now?
That was good. I like that.
I feel good.
Everybody knows who we are. I wanted to point out Drew's comment. Drew says Carm is the Bert Kreischer to Hogue's Tom Segura.
Thank you. I don't get that reference at all.
Dang. They're stand-up comedians. I know that. I just don't really know their work.
Bert's the best.
Drew, I'm going to go after this show and YouTube Bert and come back tomorrow strong to really get into that moment, which will be too late, but I'm still going to do it.
Okay. They do a podcast together. Bert is the comedian. If you've ever seen the kind of the heavier set guy who does every stand-up with no shirt on.
I'm eating like a pig lately. I've got a chance to get to catch up to Bert.
Super funny. But they do a podcast together. Look up. Don't do this now. When the podcast is over, look up. I'm wondering how it would be labeled. Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, leader of cola or leader. What was he drinking? Leader of Kool-Aid.
Okay, now I know. Yep.
Kool-Aid. Look.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid thing. Yeah, just look up Kool-Aid.
Okay, I know exactly where it is.
All right, it's not on the screen that you guys are seeing, but I'm seeing the behind the scenes, and this guy is not the dude that I'm trying to be physically.
That's okay. I hate to tell you, he's funnier than all of us.
I'm sure he is.
And it's a clip you'd have to watch.
I'm in.
Basically, the premise is he's got a giant thing of that you would assume is water. And instead, it's just full of Kool-Aid. And Tom Segura literally laughs for like 10 straight minutes.
He could not
stop. And it's
stop.
So funny.
He could
it's
not
so
stop.
So funny. That is my hero right there. So that is you, Carm, is what he's saying.
Sparing everyone.
I mean, that's not a terrible right there. I mean,
that's just we
like
10 it.
Years out. I don't We've mind if it. I get to that spot.
I mean,
he's a burly fellow.
Knows how to pose.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just, along those lines, Hoagie, Nick.
Look, my final thing is I would bring Eddie Jackson back. I think he will be back.
I think it's good.
I think it was a good fit for him, good fit for the Bears. I agree with you, I would not create another hole in the defense. And I think part of the, sort of the side headline here is, look, Liz Frank, not best injury. I don't know that we're going to see Eddie Jackson again this season, but honestly, I thought that was an Achilles when it happened.
Yeah.
Well, that's where, and I would like to diagnose we're going to have a real doctor on the show tomorrow to talk about Eddie's future and also take a peek at what's going on with Justin Fields and the AC joint. So a real doctor.
You're not a doctor?
I'm not, but let me, can I tell you about the Liz Frank just real quick? Cause I did this research and I really want to explain.
I mean, you're going to. It's not like we have a. You know, why
that's
asking?
A good point. Well, as you know, Lawrence, the foot has three parts, right? You've got the hind foot, the midfoot, and the forefoot.
I'm going to go. I'm sorry. I'm tuning into Lunch with Larry right now.
Lunch with Larry Mayer? Don't leave us for Lunch with Larry. Watch that later. That's YouTubeable, isn't it? We love you, Larry. I love Larry, even though I don't really have a strong, like, I don't know Larry the way you know Larry. Everybody seems to love Larry. Do you love Larry?
Larry's a good guy.
Larry's
interesting.
Larry's a good man.
Larry's a good man. Lawrence, the hind foot, it's got the calcaneus and the talus. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Looking good, calcaneus. Feeling good, talus. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the end. The midfoot's got the cuneiform bones and the navicular and the cuboid bones. And the forefront, the toe bones, the metatarsals and the phalanges.
Okay.
So that's,
can I interrupt you for real news?
I love it.
For real news.
What's going on here?
Aaron Rodgers right now on the Pat McAfee show, this coming via Rob Domofsky's Twitter. He said, I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week.
Wow, that Aaron is real Rodgers news.
Playing this week.
Bring it on, 12.
Hey, Cole Kmet wants him to play, so it looks like he's going to be there on Sunday against the Bears. Well, Justin Fields, I have no idea.
Can we actually, let's say, I'll get back to the foot in a second here with the Rodgers news. I would like to do an informal poll on this show and also on the chat. And Nick and I were talking about this before the show today, because somebody was texting me who's going to be coming to our tailgate and is looking forward to seeing the Bears play at Soldier Field and the whole deal. And is asking me, is Justin Fields going to play on Sunday? And I would like just to see if we're guessing on this Tuesday, do we think this is going to be Fields versus Rodgers, or do we think it's going to be Simeon versus Rodgers, or Simeon Peterman extravaganza down to the wire again versus Rodgers?
I mean, I told you probably Simeon, but we know Eberflus what he wants. If Fields is good to go, he'd want him in there, but I think it's Simeon.
Flus wants, I agree with Nick, like, I think Flus wants, if Fields is ready, I think he'll play him, whereas I think Poles would be like, hey, why don't we just chill out?
You got the bye week, too, right after the Packers game.
Right.
You got to take that into consideration, I think.
Yeah, but for what? So he can get murdered by the Eagles a week later?
If they even, I mean, I don't know.
And then the Bills? I just.
So just shut him down entirely?
No, I'm just, I don't know. I'm confused because it actually, when it was all said and done, didn't sound like he was that close to playing on Sunday.
Yep. That's correct.
I mean, it was not a game time decision.
Was not cleared.
Being it cleared by all three parts.
Yeah.
So we're step one. What didn't even make it through step one.
So that part kind of leads me to believe he's not playing this week. But I think it's sometimes okay to just be like, I have no idea.
Well, of course,
no clue.
That's what I said. I said yeah. I have no idea. If I'm going to guess, I'm going to say that no.
You don't have a stronger opinion about?
I don't.
I think it's insane that the Packers would play Aaron Rodgers this week.
Oh, that's a different story. I think.
I know, but it matters because that's who they're playing this week. I don't know what they're doing.
There's something that we all should understand about Aaron Rodgers, though, more than, like, that's Aaron Rodgers is about Aaron Rodgers and will forever be about Aaron Rodgers. And he likes playing against the Bears in Soldier Field and saying, I own you. And he wants to play football.
Well, so, that part I get, that he wants to play. Well,
they're not getting in front of him.
Yeah, like, who's going to just say, no, you're not playing? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers has power there.
If I'm the Packers, man, and I'm seeing this matchup against the Bears, remember, they have their bye week. This is a terrible Bears defense. Mike White's in the Hall of Fame after what he did Sunday.
Sure, yeah.
I would put Jordan Love out there. I would let him look amazing for a week.
And then I'd
have a bye week, and then I'd bring Rodgers back if he's insisting on playing, whatever. And I would at least have some tape out there to be like, to dangle in front of teams in the offseason and be like, yo, you want Jordan Love? Any interest here? Because right now the guy has no trade market.
It makes sense, Adam. Like, it really does.
Well, I know it makes sense. Nothing the Packers have done the last 2 years has made sense, though. And there's a reason they're foreign. They're in a worse place than the Bears.
I am not worried about the choices that Green Bay is making. Let them drive that car right into an embankment, which is what's happening here. So, but I think to your point, that would make sense. Let's get Jordan out there. Let's create a little bit of a. Let's get some buzz going. Let's get a little juice. If Aaron wants to come back, maybe we can capitalize on trading a guy who's probably at best, I don't know, the top 19 quarterback in the NFL?
Who?
Jordan Love. If Jordan Love hits his potential, how good is he?
I don't think anyone knows.
I don't know, man. I don't think
he's ever played.
Right. We don't know, but if we had to ballpark guess it, I don't think the guy's get a top. I don't think Green Bay's sitting on another top 10 quarterback from the 5 seconds not I've seen
based,
him play.
Not based on the actions that they've taken.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
At all.
So
they're stuck with that Rodgers contract. I mean, he's unless he walks away, which would actually screw the Packers even more with the dead money. They're stuck with him next year.
I mean, it's a great position in life to be able to walk away from $50 million that he's supposed to get paid next year, $53 million to be specific. I personally wouldn't do that even if I had $500 million in the bank. That's 10% of your total wealth. I mean, if you have $500 million. I'm playing for that let's get to 550 here and then I'll buy my island and then I'll
go away
and then I'll go away. That's what he's gonna do, right? He's gonna buy an island and hang out under a waterfall and
did you hear the Sean Kizer thing?
No.
What happened?
The Sean Kizer went on some podcast overnight or yesterday or whatever and talked about being in the QB room with Rodgers and Rodgers like asking him about like 9/11 and shit,
yeah,
and like conspiracy theories, and
Kizer's
like, I'm not joking. Like he was really making me think, and I was like, okay, what are we doing?
I have friends like that, who they love a good conspiracy. They're all, you know. Listen, 25% of this world believed the world was flat when that came out about 6 years ago. The flat earthers, they were alive.
They're interesting.
Come to our tailgate and tell us how much you can't stand Aaron Rodgers. He sucks.
Former Packers quarterback DeShone Kizer is opening up about what was apparently a very quizzical early interaction with Aaron Rodgers.
Quizzical.
Kizer elaborated on one of his initial meetings with Rodgers, who allegedly wasted no time pressing Kizer on his thoughts regarding September 11th. He shut the door, and the first thing that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, "Do you believe in 9/11?
Do you believe in 9/11?
See, there's just a lot of people out there that want to be smarter than they actually are.
What? Do I believe in 9/11? Yeah, why wouldn't I? Kizer continued. Rodgers then replied, "You should read up on that."
But yeah, the host then started kind of chuckling and laughing, and Kizer was like, "No, man, he was asking me questions." I was like, "Okay, enough."
What it ended up being was a real thought experiment where he wanted me to go back and look into some of the conspiracies around it. We really bonded over that, started sharing some books and talking about some other things.
Yeah.
Got into history and business and finance.
Good. I'm glad they got together.
He reels you in with that.
Oh, my God, dude.
What happened to the show?
we had things lined up.
Where I mean, I thought I was taking us off the deep end with my Dr. Karn with the Lisfranc, maintaining the structural integrity of the midfoot. But we didn't even we're way off the track here.
Why are we off the track? This is who the Bears play this week.
You got
Packer week,
man.
We need to talk about how
we're
crazy.
We're talking about 9/11 conspiracies out of nowhere.
This is the current state of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Their quarterback has gone off the deep end in the last 2 years. I don't know if you've noticed.
I have
he's
somewhat
a strange
noticed.
Man.
But
through all that, he still owns the Bears.
But according to our friend Brandon, he's a huge a-hole. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that.
Well, I tried to tell people 5 years ago Aaron Rodgers was good Jay Cutler. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Now.
That's a great comp.
That's what he is. He's good Jay Cutler.
Asshole.
Good Jay Cutler. It would have been amazing to have good Jay Cutler instead of bad Jay Cutler.
But the point is, like, even if Cutler had been good, like, you would have been on his team. If you're a teammate, if you're in the locker, you would have been stuck with him. Like, this guy's nuts. He's not my favorite teammate. He's not the best leader, but
he's
good
at football.
He's really good at football. He's an MVP. He's getting paid the most money, that's how it is right now in the Packers world. What are you gonna do?
Can't do much.
There's nothing you can do. You are
just stuck.
You are in that car. You are in the middle of the desert, and there is no water. and that's what's up. Right. I would have done the same thing for the record. I would not have. I would not have had the guts to be like, you know what, Aaron, get out of here. We don't need you anymore. I couldn't. I wouldn't have done it.
Well, it wasn't that. It was they had teams trying to line up to trade for him.
Right.
First round picks. It wasn't like they're kicking him out the door.
I wouldn't have done that either, though. Would you have? Yes, you would have.
Yeah, I was on the record of saying that draft, the Justin Fields draft, if the Broncos were really sitting there, there was rumors, remember that afternoon, that day, that, you know, we're talking three first round picks, whatever. I don't, who knows what the offer actually was. I would have done it. Because they were, it was, he called it the last dance. He said, this is it. And sure enough, after the last season, they had to trade Davante Adams.
Yeah.
They knew that.
Yeah.
And it was pick your direction. You're going to keep pouring money into Aaron Rodgers and tying up the cap with Aaron Rodgers? Or?
I think what it comes down to is that you're just a more practical businessman slash you have got a little bit of a greater ruthless bone in your body than I do. Like, I would have signed Jose Abreu 3 years, $60 million. All right, let's give him 3 years at $63 million. Let's go. I don't want to get rid of my all-time favorite players. I want 79 around her. If I'm a Packer fan, I don't want to get rid of 12. What? I'm going to draft Justin Fields? Who's that? He plays for Ohio State, whatever. I wouldn't have wanted to do it.
This is why yesterday when the Jose Abreu news came down, I was like, okay,
yeah,
it was time. And you were like, how are you going to get rid of Jose Abreu?
Right.
Now, I will say the Astros part of it sucks.
Yeah.
Would have been just fine going off to the San Diego White Sox.
Would you rather him play for the Indians?
All the other players that the White Sox should have on their team.
Astros or Indians?
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, look at this. Delivery.
I think that's Shady Rays.
I already got a pair, but I'll take two. All right, sweet.
Thank you, Jake. Look at this.
Oh, this is really cool.
This is a big moment for the show.
Is that a sign to get to
Yeah, I think it means we're supposed to get to our
program. Yeah, I think he's just subtly telling us, stop talking about stupid shit.
Show's going on forever. We've been to 9/11 and back. All right.
I don't really know what that means.
Real quickly, I'll tell what we're wearing right here. You can, if you're watching the podcast, Shady Rays, tell you a little bit about them. They're premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, substantial durability, and styles care to everyone and every lifestyle. The best part about Shady Rays, they have the most insane protection program in all of eyewear. If you lose or break your shades on day one, they told us they'll send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Drop them in the lake, throw them off a cliff, lose them at the CHGO tailgate on Sunday. Shady Rays has you covered, and even with that strong of a protection program, they still manage to make quality that I can tell you, holding right here in my hand, seems as good as any expensive pair that I've ever worn. Shady Rays customers also seem to agree with 200,000 five-star reviews. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is running their deepest deal of the season. Use code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for as low as $54. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com, where you can find all their newest and best shades.
That's a good job right there. Breaking news, by the way, from the White Sox. Daryl Boston is back as first base coach. I love Daryl.
Just an endless circle.
I absolutely love Daryl Boston's job security. I wish I had it in my career. Hey, sign up for our...
I had someone tell me, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, please. I want to know what you're laughing at, because I didn't think what I said was...
Someone told me, a pretty good source told me that, like, by the end of the Tony La Russa era, like, Daryl Boston literally had no job other than to just stand at first base.
He just stood there?
Like, well, and be the first base coach, but, like, there were no other responsibilities.
No signs?
Just...
Hang out?
No, I'm talking about, like, pregame, postgame, like...
Right.
Responsibilities you would have. First base coach isn't just your first base coach.
Can I tell a quick Daryl?
So he's back.
Can I tell a quick Daryl Boston story?
I love
Debo. Can I tell the story? Might as well. I just ask these questions, then I do it anyway.
Are you in the middle of a read still?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
when Ricky Renteria was the manager of the White Sox, it was, and they were on WGN Radio, and we were doing me and Adam were doing pre and post, and we're those three of us doing it, and we were all, you know, everyone's trying to do a good job and for the White Sox and whatnot. And it was Mother's Day, and Ricky's mom had passed away about a month prior. And so I went around to like all the White Sox, hey, can you give me a great anecdote with your mom and baseball? It's Mother's Day. We'll play it on the pregame show, yada, yada. So I go around, and then in the manager's meeting, and I wasn't thinking about the fact that he lost his mom a month ago. So I said in the gathering with the media, hey, Ricky, any Mother's Day memories? And like his face just went white. And he was like, she was a great lady, hits me on the knee and leaves. And I'm like, oh my God, I asked the mom question to someone who lost their mother a month ago and he left the press conference. I just started this job. I'm getting fired. this is a horrible moment. And David Haw was there's like, nice question, Carm. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, they don't, they like, don't do that. And then, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, I basically doubled over in the dugout. It's all over. And Daryl Boston comes out from because he walked back into the clubhouse. Boston comes walking into the, this is at Wrigley Field. He walks into the dugout. He's like, all right, who asked the mom question?
Oh, wow.
I did. He was just shaking his head. Debo, good to have you still on the club. All right, hey, get yourself a diehard CHGO membership. AllCHGO.com is the way to go. And listen, the diehard stuff is that we're doing is just awesome. First of all, you get discounts on literally everything, discounts to our tailgate coming up on Sunday if you want to come on out. One of the coolest things that I've been a part of here, we did the Zoom chat with our diehards last Tuesday. Adam was hosting along with Corey. I was hanging out.
We had a great time. A
bunch of us were hanging out. It was a great time. There's just so much value that you get when you become a diehard, and we also obviously enormously appreciate the support. So unlock your articles, unlock your value. Merchandise, you get, 25% off? Whatever it is, you get 20% off. Still great. Right. ALLCHGO.com. Check it out. Become a diehard.
All right. Should we get to grades?
No, let's keep talking about dumb shit.
Yeah.
We can do grades. And then just to tease out there, because you had me do a research on a team that is in similar to the Bears position right now that had a great year that ended up in the Super Bowl. So we have we've got some optimism for where the Bears can go a year from now for you coming up as well.
Okay. Grades. Let's do this. All right. I think this is the second time this has happened, guys, in the last few weeks. Blue Chip. All by himself. The Sand God.
You know that he's leading the NFL in tackles the last 4 weeks?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because Roquan was before, and now he is now.
Sand God is real.
He can play football again. Like, takeaway, I know he's undrafted and whatnot, but he just finds the ball carrier every single game that he's been starting.
The Bears defense has gotten so much worse since they traded Roquan Smith. Whoa.
Has it?
Has it, though? Like, I mean, it has, but is it really because of that is my point? Because Sanborn's filled in pretty damn well. Now he's playing a slightly different position. He's a middle linebacker. I think that's probably where the drop-off has been.
Yeah.
The weak side linebacker position's been a little bit more exposed, should we say. I think, I know Robert Quinn wasn't doing a whole lot, but you didn't have much pass rush to begin with. Then you had negative zero pass rush once he was traded. That's really the problem.
When you watch, yes, and when you watch Sand God, you can't watch him and not think like this guy can play football.
Yeah.
He's
everywhere.
He's everywhere. He is relentless. He is creative. He is violent. Yes, he's not the premium athlete on the field with the most speed, but he's making the best of everything that he's got. I think this is real.
It's been impressive, you guys. There was one play where he undercut one of the linemen that were going out to block him, got in the backfield, and it's like, normally you're not supposed to do that. But he takes chances, and you know, it pays dividends so far for him. So really liking what you're seeing from Jack Sanborn.
All right, our next tier, the long-term starter tier, a few guys jumping up here. David Montgomery, who seems to be a you know, regular in this area. He's up there. Byron Pringle with his two nice catches.
Who ever thought Byron Pringle would reach this level on Hogue's long-term starter tier?
Not me.
You've been like straight.
He took away an interception, though, and turned it into a touchdown. It was a huge play. He made another tough catch later. I think there were a couple of nice blocks in there, too. And then Sam Mustipher, man, I give him credit. I would still sit here and say today that they need to – I'd like to see them go get, like, a, you know, a stud center to anchor that line going forward. I think that could do a lot. But, you know, there was a little – I can't remember if we shared this or not, but there was a nugget that Tevin Jenkins had a couple weeks ago when I asked him – you know, basically, why do you guys love Sam Mustipher so much? And he's just like, that guy will go to war every single play, no questions asked, just put his head down and battle through an entire game. And they just respect the hell out of him. And I have to say, since that point, he got benched earlier this year, he's played better. I still think they can upgrade long term, but he has played better, and we need to give him that credit.
He is a valuable piece on a roster because he can play multiple positions, because of his attitude, because of his price point. I don't mind Sam Mustipher being on this football team, especially if Lucas Patrick is going to be the center next year. Who knows if he'll be able to stay on the field. He's just good insurance, man.
Very good insurance, yep.
Yep.
All right, and then our bottom tier in this game, close your eyes, Carm, or just keep your sunglasses on. Couple of your faves on this list. Not Al-Quadi Muhammad.
I have enjoyed the flashing moments of Joe Thomas here and there. He didn't have one, unfortunately, this week. So
Joe Thomas on there. Trevor Siemian, really. I'm sorry. He didn't play well that game. Let's just be honest.
He had a couple drives.
Yeah. And then Elijah Hicks came in.
Remember when they were up 10-7?
For Eddie Jackson. And
that happened.
They need Jaquan Brisker. Yeah, the concussion protocol this week.
Big time. Especially now with Eddie Jackson gone, too. Like, you need number 9.
I mean, they don't need anything. They need to like they need the season to be over is what they
That's
need.
That's true.
Yeah. They need the season to be over. I mean, we're going to have – hopefully they'll have some growth here and we'll learn some things in the last 5 games. But what they need to do is they need to lose and become the first Bears team to ever lose 14 games. And they need to get the second overall pick, and they need to trade it for either 800 picks or pick an incredible player. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, probably. Jeff, have a great day at work. I see you, man. Said he's got to go back to work.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
But he says, I hope you guys have a great show, and thanks for all the coverage. Everyone, like, hit those like buttons.
Why do I feel like I just lost a loved one?
I don't know.
He'll be back.
Because Jeff Cumberland is a loved one.
Cumberland, my guy.
Quickly want to tell you about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. My go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code CHGO. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And we have to give you our DraftKings pick of the week.
Da, 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 da.
I'm giving it to you on this World Cup match today. Okay. I went with the USA to win.
Okay.
Over 1.5 goals in the game. That's total. So two goals need to be scored in the game total by either team. And Weston McKennie to score an anytime goal.
Okay.
You just shocked me.
There's your three-leg parlay. There's a boost on there on DraftKings right now. It's going to boost it up even more. That is your DraftKings pick of the week.
Can you name any other U.S. players?
Tim Weah? Or Way? I don't know how to say his name.
I mean, like...
He's related to a guy who was on the Bears, like, last year. Do you remember?
Yes, and now I'm... Oof.
I can't remember his first name.
Your pick of the week, which is supposed to be, like, kind of like a lock, I would think, is three random soccer bets, and you're not a soccer fan. I'm a little
USA, Ecuador, and
what are you talking about? That is a lock.
Okay. Weston McKennie scoring a goal is not a lock. Do with that today. What you will. Okay.
Adam Jerk.
All right.
Real quickly, I got to tell everybody about Athletic Greens. With one scoop of your AG1s, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day off right. This mixture of ingredients helps your immune system, gives you energy, and improves your focus, and that's why I take my Athletic Greens, and huge. You should too. What's awesome about Athletic Greens is that it costs them less than a cup of coffee a day. Also, it helps support better sleep quality and recovery, which we all definitely need. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. Super simple. No need for a million different pills and supplements. To look out for your health and to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bears. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bears. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition insurance.
And shout out to our friends at FOCO, who came huge today.
Oh, there's a giant box of FOCO.
We got a huge amount of FOCO foking around here. We love you, FOCO.
It's a verb.
The FOCO is foking around.
It is. Hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, everything in between. FOCO. Get decked out like our guy DeMar, big win for the Bulls last night. Or is Nick going to model this for you? Or are you Lawrence? No, okay. Here. Check out what FOCO sent us. Seriously, look at this thing. That is the most comfortable going to go to the Bears game, stay warm, and or just take a nap on a Sunday and watch the Bears lose miserably. There you go, Hogue.
Oh, I thought this was a hat.
You know, you get a stocking, but Nick's really winning here. I mean, how comfortable are you right now? Look at that thing.
I'm going to fall asleep right now.
I mean, that looks just – that looks – I mean, you can really watch Trevor Siemian throw interceptions and not get lined up in time with that thing on and just enjoy yourself. Look at that, FOCO.com. Click the link in the description below for all non-presale items. You get 10% off, and you get comfortable. Yep, perfect gift for any football fan in your life. Nick's wearing it. That's awesome.
That would be great to wear to a game. Seriously.
Right?
It's definitely a good layer.
I might wear that to the tailgate on Sunday.
It's also keep you warm. It's also reversible. Like on the other side, there's a Bears logo. On, like it's. I know it's that like you look like a sheep kind of with the white whatever, but it's got a Bears logo. It's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Matt Nagy, you apologize for that comment. I know you're in Kansas City, but that thing is not hideous. That thing is straight adorable. This dude looks better than he's ever looked, and he normally looks good.
Appreciate it.
Okay, what? I had to think about that. I couldn't tell if you were taking a shot at him or not.
No, not him.
Yeah, okay.
Nagy's just...
Oh, Nagy, yeah.
The bitterness of Nagy is just getting a little bit pathetic.
Yeah.
One
thing before you get to your comp, which I think is good, and we are going to talk about it real quick. We've got to tell you about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. It's committed to helping families and businesses in the communities we serve save money and energy. ComEd offers free facility assessments that can help find energy-saving opportunities, lighting, HVAC, commercial kitchen equipment, industrial processes. They can cover it all. And here's how it works. An authorized engineer will work with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and needs. These can be done in person or virtually. It lasts approximately 2 hours. Within 3 to 4 weeks, customers will receive a report detailing energy efficiency projects that they can start working on immediately. Don't wait. Get started saving money and energy today. For energy saving tips and to schedule your free facility assessment, go to comed.com/poweringbiz, B-I-Z. If you're ready to sign up for a facility assessment, call ComEd 1-855-433-2700 during normal business hours. Speak with a ComEd Energy Efficiency Program representative. You can also email businessee@comed.com or request an assessment online on their website, comed.com/facility assessment.
We love you, ComEd, and we love you, Ron Burke. Yes, I'll be your hype man, Ron, and Peter, and anybody else. Let's live our life to the fullest and be excited about the fact that we are here every single day, even when the Bears. How many in a row have we lost now?
Eight?
Six?
No, wait.
14?
No, sorry.
Doesn't matter.
does that mean?
It matters. It's the only
I think we've lost five in a row.
It's the only thing. It's literally the only thing that matters at this point is do not win any more football games. Continue have an historic losing streak. And it's still you're still going to be – you still have – and I think it doesn't even matter what goes on the rest of the way here. You're going to be the best bad Bears team of all time. But we'll do that dive tomorrow. Can we do that dive tomorrow?
Okay. Let's set up what I know you want to get to here.
I do.
Which is your question to me was, like, is there an example of a team that had a quarterback and nothing else?
Yeah.
Get good.
Get good.
And I said...
Quickly, in 1 year's time.
Yeah, by like the following year.
Yeah.
And I said, look at the Cincinnati Bengals.
So that's what I did.
Okay.
So Cincinnati in 2020 was 4-11-1, all right? They lost five games by five or less points. How many times have the Bears lost a game by five or less this year? I actually didn't do that math, but it was...
A lot. They just keep doing
it. Wait, you're saying the Bengals in 2020 lost five games by five or less points?
Yeah, the Bears have lost to the Falcons by three, to the Lions by one, to the Dolphins by three. That's three. They lost to the Redskins by five. That's four. And
I mean, there's the Commanders, but sure.
I'm sorry, the Commanders. My bad. And then you had the Minnesota loss and the Giants loss can almost fall in that category. But the point is that the Bears and the Bengals both had a lot of close losses. What did the Bengals lost Joe Burrow in week 11. He missed the final six games.
Yep.
Which is also a straight connection to Justin Fields. Potentially, I doubt they'll do this, but maybe he won't play at the same time. They were 2-7-1 at that point. The Bears are 3-9 in week 12, 3-8 when Fields went out. So basically exactly the same. What did the Bengals do in the offseason? Well, the first thing that they did that made a huge difference that the Bears are going to have to mimic is they went and signed defensive end Trey Hendrickson to a four-year, $60 million deal. He led the Bengals in sacks last year. He leads them in sack last year with 14 when they went to the Super Bowl, by the way. Let's remember, the Bengals didn't become a dominant team, but they became a 10-7 team who went to the playoffs and had a fighting chance and somehow ended up in the Super Bowl and could have won the Super Bowl, for the record, lost by three. And the Bengals were an incredible story last year. So Hendrickson led them in sacks with 14 in 2021. He leads them in sacks now. They also made a zillion signings. They took big swings. They even signed a guy, by the way, that's on the Bears. They signed Riley Reiff. But their second best signing was Sam Hubbard to a four-year, $40 million deal, who was second on the team in sacks with 7.5. And he's second on the team right now. So that's two impact defensive players that the Bears are going to have. The Bengals couldn't stop anybody. They had a great offseason. These things, it's, you know, you can look at who's available free agency wise. It's not necessarily going to be easy to duplicate that, but this is what the Bengals went out and did. They went nuts signing cornerbacks, Eli Apple and how do you say it? Chidobe Awuzie. Am I saying that?
Awuzie.
They signed him to a 3-year, $21.75 million deal. And then they had the high draft pick and they drafted Ja'Marr Chase, who led them in receiving yards, who was tied with Joe Mixon with 14 touchdowns, most on 13 touchdowns, most on the team. So it was a very, very aggressive reshaping offseason, but they went from a 2-7 team that finished 4-11 after their quarterback got hurt to 10-7 and in the Super Bowl. So the point is, Hogue, it's an excellent comp as to what you, if you're miracling the Bears to next year, that would be the way to go about it.
That's what you want.
Can I just add to that really quickly? Like, the first four free agent acquisitions that Cincinnati got were defensive players, and they did that to bolster a defense that only had 17 total sacks in 2020. And so the Bears right now, just compare this team, they have 16 at this point in the season. So they're going to end up with a little bit more than the Bengals did, but they prioritize defense. Maybe they might not. But they prioritize defense and then added their offense with Ja'Marr Chase and, like you mentioned, Riley Reiff. But it's a good comp for, you know, hope for what a team can do in a quick turnaround. But, you know, obviously the draft's going to be huge for them to, you know, potentially make that happen.
And Rock Sox 32, you know, but let's talk to Jaden first. Thanks for the $1.99 super chat. How about the 18-19 Niners to the 19-20 Niners?
I'd have,
We can do that. I honestly,
he's asking you right now to go back to your desk and do 30 minutes of prep.
Yes, I understand.
I don't know, like, they had, I see saying Garoppolo is like the QB then, and they had nothing else. I mean,
I think help Jaden. I will do that comp and look at that for tomorrow, and we can also peek at what's happened with Minnesota more a little closer to a team that missed the playoffs last year, lost a ton of tough games. It's the Bears weren't as close as Minnesota was to being a good team last year, but it is, I think they're worthy at least a peek into what's happened there. Of course, the Vikings have, it's going to be harder because the Vikings have a middle of the road quarterback who's still there and has been, gets completely underrated, I think, on just being effective. That's a loaf. And they also have Justin Jefferson, who's like the modern day Jerry Rice. So it's going to be, I'm talking to myself right now because nobody else is mentioning Minnesota, but I think Cincinnati's is an excellent, it's a really strong comp just with the young quarterback.
Yeah, because that's what we started with. You have the quarterback and nothing else. I don't know that those other teams are the same thing.
Yeah. That's why they pay you the big bucks, baby. That was a great – just look at the Bengals, Carm. Yeah. And then I felt so
Delvin
much
Cook exists. I mean, yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I just – that's an ideal offseason. But then you also, you know, you take a step back and see what the Bengals are this year. After they went to the Super Bowl last year, and it's, you know, it's hard to keep it up at the same time. Now, I do think the Bengals are kind of turning a corner. Yeah. And if I had to pick it right now, I think that they win the AFC North, not the Ravens. But yeah. Defensive end. Now, I was having this thought this morning, actually. Everybody's been talking about the draft, and, you know, you got Jalen Carter. Do you go D-line? Do you go – I still feel like the conversation, and we're far away from it. But, like, Ja'Marr Chase isn't in this draft right now. No, doesn't look that way. I would say if you're debating between a three technique and let's say
– Will Anderson, right, from Alabama, like an edge player? Or is that what you're trying to – if there is no Ja'Marr Chase out there?
No, I'm saying, like, I would target three technique first.
Okay, Carter.
If you're
that's what I said on the After Dark show yesterday.
Yeah, I mean you or offensive tackle. Like Peter Skoronski.
So that's the thing, by the way.
By the way, Steelers went all the way down to 12 after winning last night. That's what we're showing here.
It's a good update on this draft order from yesterday. So just to update this, it now means that the Bears are guaranteed, if they lose out, big if they were to lose out, they'd be guaranteed a top three pick after the Steelers lost last night because the Rams and Broncos play each other this season. So one of those teams have to win another game or they tie it. The problem is if the Bears win another game, all those teams that you saw right there that have four wins, the Bears lose the tiebreaker to basically all of them.
So. Lot can happen between now and then, but and Brian Schuster, Ho, can they really do this in one off season? Though, even though you're asking Adam, I'm going to answer your question. It probably not, but they certainly can set themselves up for long term success with a great off season. And I think it's fun to dream up that they actually could do it, because why the hell not? It's a lot more fun.
I do think it is relevant that this team has been. There's been very few games like the Jets game where they just weren't in it. And if Justin Fields doesn't injure his shoulder last week, I think they are in that game. I think it's another 31 to 20-something game. High 20s, like he is their offense. And so I do think that they can make a few key moves and make – be a potential playoff team next year. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I do think that it's when you have this much cap space and the draft capital that they have, you can make big improvements in the NFL. The league is driven that way, where every year we see teams go from last place in their division to the top. It happens every year, and there's usually more than one of them.
And the Bears are in the unique position, hopefully. I shouldn't even say hopefully. The Bears are in the unique position. They have an emerging elite quarterback to drive the whole thing. So it's not like you have you have a piece that most teams don't have. So he's going to cover up, hopefully, a lot of your deficiencies.
And that's huge. The Bears have never been in that position, you guys. So now they don't have – they could still build around the entire team, but they have the main piece. And that's something that prior to this season, the Bears haven't been in that position. So it does make a resurgent year for 2023 more likely than it ever has been with the Bears in this now this position.
I mean, I don't want to cross sports and always have to bring up Michael Jordan, but Nick's wearing the shoes and so is Hogue today, and Cody just walked in and he's wearing them. So, look, when you have that guy, he covers up things for you. You look a whole lot better. He gets you into the playoffs at a 50-win team in his fourth season in the year, and you beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in the opening round of the playoffs, Lawrence, because you have MJ. I'm not saying Fields is MJ, but he is the all-time leader in rushing yards in a five-game span in the history of the NFL, and that includes guys like Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, how well did the Ravens do when he was cooking?
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
They did very well.
Just being optimistic here. Why not?
So do we talk to Nick about the piece of thing he has in his hair? That
see, I can't see that.
I was trying to tell him.
Are you that afraid to touch your own hair, though?
No, I just can't literally see it. Like,
just go like this.
That's not going to do it.
No. It's like a piece of snow.
And now it's like really buried in there because you got some product.
Perfect. It's perfect now. It's perfect.
No, you look terrible.
I was going to say, he still looks good. You got a lot of snow in your hair too. I do as well.
It is so depressing.
Something that's not depressing is our guy Skokes said that he had a Sanborn text, and so I went and found it.
All right, I saw that chat earlier.
Well, he's already got it on the screen for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So hello, as a registered voter, please share your thoughts in the survey about current issues in Chicago, and. Let's see. Scroll down here. Can I scroll down? No, I've got to remove.
Lawrence, can you either make that bigger or talk louder?
Here we go.
There's a guy on TikTok who does different job interviews. I forget his name. And so he's done a job interview when he's eating. He also did a job interview as a mumbler. And it's hysterical. You're mumbling again, sir. Can you speak louder? And so that's what I just thought of.
All right. So what he said was to this person, do you know what isn't a current issue in Chicago? The starting middle linebacker spot. Please vote # NFL Pro Bowl Jack Sanborn now.
And this was to a your opinion.
To a spam.
You've started a trend here, Mark.
Everyone's good job. Good job.
It's an excellent job.
Good job. I like it.
Get it.
All right.
Do you know what a current issue, what isn't a current issue? That's excellent. Let's have lunch, honestly.
Our guy Willie just throwing a quick super chat in here. He said, judging by polls patterns, he's going to trade down. As long as they get a haul.
I think they're going to be.
He traded down late last year. I don't think you can say that.
Made a lot of moves in his first year, the GM. But it was on day three.
He didn't trade out of 39. He wanted to draft Kyle Gordon as the sixth cornerback taken. He loved the player that much.
Yeah. George Pickens. How about that last night?
Yeah, he didn't trade out of 48 either. He didn't trade out of 71.
All right.
I'm just saying.
We'll see.
Any other final thoughts?
Yeah, I got a couple for you real quick.
Oh, no.
It's too bad we've run out of time.
No, I just don't think we fully flushed out the Liz Frank. It's the key ligament that ties the medial cunate, which is a form of the base of the second, to the second metatarsal. Did we cover that? I don't think we talked about medial cunate to the second metatarsal, the Liz Frank. And if you look at the injury, he had his foot flexed, and then the reason why he got hurt is because he tried to push off and go the other direction, which is how the Liz Frank injury tends to happen if it's not just a boulder falling on your foot. And that's what happened to our guy Eddie Jackson. It's also happened across the NFL to various players, such as a Cam Newton back in the day.
So obviously we don't need to have this doctor on tomorrow now.
I think we might need the doctor still.
The Duke! Thank you. Dr. Draft Frank. Will Anderson at 3 and call today. Love you guys.
Bye.
Anderson. you go.
Thanks, Duke.
Appreciate you.
All right. Duke's calling it. Done. Okay, have a good day, Duke, and everybody else. Appreciate you. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at The Carm.
Love you, Duke.
At Nicholas Moriano.
Love you, Mubs.
More tomorrow. We'll find out more on Justin Fields tomorrow. We will have this doctor on to help us explain some of these injuries, hopefully in a more entertaining and relevant way than Mark Carmen did today.
It's the White Sox Bulls doctor. It's a big-time doctor.
Oh, yeah. Dr.
Michael Terry?
Doctor. Doctor, can't you see I'm burning?